We're going live. Hello. Hi, we're live. Hi, Claire. Big welcome to the Inspired Souls. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely wonderful to have you here today. Just want to say a big hello to the Inspired Souls Facebook community, which we are actually going live in. And also hello to anybody who's listening on the Inspired Souls podcast. So today I am talking live to Claire Winter. I've got it written down here. Claire is a word creatrix, storyteller, creativity and writing coach, as well as an award-winning podcaster. Claire uses a blended coaching and mentoring approach to ignite her clients' creativity so they can share their authentic voice and story with the world. She is a former journalist and started her career at ITN in radio and television. That sounds very fabulous and impressive, Claire. So I'm very interested and looking forward to hearing all about what you do and also your journey and how you got to doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're watching live, so I'm just going to say we've got a few people watching live. Please do say hello. And if you've got any questions or anything you want to add, please do drop in the comments. But can you please tell us who you are? Because we only get Facebook users. So you may need to grant permission to StreamYard so we'll know who we're talking to, or pop your name at the end of the comment. So someone is watching. So hello, Facebook user. Someone's saying hi, Helen and Claire. So hello. So yes, hello. Absolutely. If you're watching live, say hi. If you're watching on replay, say hi. Okay, so we've got that bit out the way. So Claire, big welcome to you. So we met through quantum regression. You are a fellow practitioner, which is very, very exciting. Oh, hi, Donna. Hello, Donna. Donna's watching. Hi, Donna.
great.
So, Claire, it's wonderful to hear everything that you do. Can we just rewind and we hear about your journey? I'd love to hear about how you got into doing what you're doing, and did you have a big kind of moment, a big awakening?
Yeah, I guess like many people, you start off on one trajectory. So I've been lucky enough to work for myself in these very shed quarters for over a decade. So, you know, I used to be a home worker before it was trendy. I used to run a magazine called Families. So I had a young family. I had twins that were one and a four-year-old. So, of course, what do you do when you've got three children under five? You build a shed quarters and run a magazine in spare time. But anyway, that's what I dreamed of.
All of that spare time.
All that spare time. But it was a great job. I run a virtual team of women and worked with a lot of women business owners because they tend to be the ones that have those flexible jobs that run football schools or cooking classes. And they were the sort of clients I had. Also had private schools and attractions and that sort of thing. So that was a massive baptism of fire. I'd never run my own business. And I ran that a successful profitable business for about 8 years. So learned a lot along the way. And I sold that business. So it's quite nice to own and sell a business. So and then I looked at my skill set and decided to blog for other people, write content for other people, and that didn't last very long. I was actually working for some coaches. I hadn't come across coaching or business coaching much. And they were like, you know, are you enjoying the role? And I was like, not really. And then they profiled me. Some of you might know what that's called. It's quite a conventional profiling system, but it's called Insights. They're a different color. I was meant to be a leader and show, you know, teach and all that kind of thing. So it got me thinking, and I was like, well, and I retrained to be a Nordic walking instructor.
That wasn't in your bio. You've just completely surprised me.
I like to throw that in. So, and you'll understand why in a minute. So it all makes sort of sense. And I'll just sort of roll it along. So I was doing that, which I love doing, taking women and men out Nordic walking at the weekends and on a Friday, something like that. And in the meantime, I built a successful content marketing business. So instead of doing it for people, I taught them how to do it for themselves. So I ran a really successful course called Pitch to the Press. People got in the Daily Mirror and the Daily Telegraph and all that stuff, and that was brilliant. And I had a membership teaching people how to do blogs and also social media. So I'm still a big fan of creating core content, which is what we're doing right now, video, podcasting, and then using social media to share it, because social media doesn't have a lot of longevity. So I'm still really into blogging. I'm still really into podcasting. Really passionate about that. I think that's one of the best ways we can, as entrepreneurs and spiritual entrepreneurs, to share our wisdom. We're not censored as much. Obviously, you know, it depends what you say, obviously. So roll on a few years into this so-called pandemic, and I burnt out. Like, I literally, I was doing really well. There were a lot of people that had time and money to invest in training, so I was doing a lot of training and helping people, which was great, teaching them to do content marketing, blogging and things like that. And I think really I sort of hit a point of burnout, and I just was like, I just want to do something completely different. At the same time, I suddenly looked around and was like, this is not, there's something not right here. So that was the other thing for me. I was looking at the media that I was teaching people to pitch to, and I was like, you know, it's propaganda. It's no longer, there's no neutrality in it. You see the same headline after the same headline. You weren't seeing unbiased reporting that I believe in. It was why I became a journalist, why I want to share people's stories with integrity. So there were a lot of things kind of threw up in the air during that time, that and I suppose made my eyes more open to, you know, a massive shift into what's possible and how to look at the world. So I work with someone actually, and she's an energy practitioner. She also does nutrition and things like that. And she's like, you need to go and talk to your wisdom keepers. So this is, I was like, oh, okay, ancestors, wisdom keepers. I was like, well, I was hoping to get some herbs because I was feeling pretty. Excuse my French, but I don't tend to swear online. I know some people do. So that's what I did. I went for a walk with my wisdom keepers and came up with the Creatrix journey. So it's taking women and now men, it was just women, but I've been got the message to work with men and women, take women and men walking and writing so that they can awaken their inner creativity and creatrix to share the words that need to be written. And that's what I've been doing. So it developed, there's a process that people go on my 6-week course. I've done day workshops, I've run residential retreats, and lots of people have come through the process, and they have written poetry for the first time, with a change in direction, come up with, it's just unlocked something in them. So it's been really, really beautiful process. And I'm on my own creatrix journey. I don't think you ever come off it. We are actually all inherently creative, and getting outside and like connecting to nature is a really beautiful way of remembering who we are and why we're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like you say, everyone does have that creativity in them, but sometimes it just gets locked away, or the more we think, because this certainly was what was happening for me for like the first 6 months of this year. I was like, I don't know what to write. I haven't got anything to write. I'm not creative. I can't write. I'm rubbish at writing posts. I'm rubbish at this. And I had all of this stuff coming up for a long time. So I guess I would be ideal for you to work with, to just unlock that and getting outside in nature. So you obviously, the walking is fitted in perfectly with when you know, it's all sort of married together, hasn't it? That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it and that cadence, that movement unlocks, because what I have found, I'm one of those fidgety people. I mean, I have found my inner line, the ability to stay still and meditate and concentrate. But I had a very busy brain, and it's taken me time spending time in nature. So if you're still quite active in your head, like that cadence, that movement of walking and then sitting still in nature can unlock something. And, you know, and people are like, well, I could just go and do that on my own. And of course you could. And if it just inspires one person, if they listen to this podcast or this replay and they go out and they walk and they sit under a great oak, mighty oak, and start writing, I'm a happy woman, you know. And I think it's just bringing, we often multitask even when we walk. You know, I was bringing clients or listening to podcasts and things like that. You know, I remember walking up this beautiful hill, seeing this field of corn and a deer that had antlers. You know, it was beautiful, it was sort of gambling through this field, very unusual thing to see where we live. And this man's trotting up there, you know, he's got these massive headphones on, and I'm going, look. Didn't see a thing, nothing.
Just completely oblivious.
You're like, we miss out, you know. It was really interesting. I was out this morning, actually. I'm trying to bring this work to corporate land. I'm doing my first event in September, so we were walking around this sort of stately home, and then this heron flew up and then this deer, and I thought, my god, if I can just take this group of people that are sitting in a conference room for 4 hours and they get to walk out in nature and write with me, and they see a heron or a deer or a squirrel, or and they connect with themselves and their creativity in a different way, there's so many benefits. It helps productivity, creativity, and there is science to back it up. There's a Stanford University study, and as you know, you can make science back anything, but it is still really interesting that they tested people's creative output, and this was even just walking on a treadmill, but obviously for me, I've woven in nature connection. I think that's, for me, is the key. So that's why I mentioned Nordic walking right at the beginning of our conversation. I wove in what I had learned, because I walked through the seasons with people. Because we used to do the same routes, we saw the bluebells come up, and then we walked in the snow. And there were women that had walked with me that had never stepped foot in snow before, which still blows my mind to this day. Like, they just like, oh, I drive everywhere, I don't walk in the snow. Like, it's amazing though, listen to it crunching, you know. So I've had a lot of experience taking people out walking, and it's something really special about sitting in a woodland with like 10 women sitting under trees writing, and what they come up with and what they write is superb. Like, and it just makes their heart happy. And, you know, we're not always just here to, you know,
create. So true. It's like just stripping it back, isn't it? Getting back out into nature and that connection. Because, of course, when you're doing it in a community of like-minded people, everything, the energy is always amplified, I find. And I think that that connection just makes every experience deeper.
Yeah, and it works on Zoom. So I've done it online. So I hold a 6-week course where we walk through the elements. We also do moon journaling. So when it's the super full moon, we will spend time journaling together. And there's something really nice about being in circle, whether in person or online. And I actually have a group that we meet every Wednesday, and we walk on our own, and then we write together for an hour. And it's just so powerful. And some people use it for business, and some people use it for pleasure. Sometimes we mix it up, because that's why we're here. We're here to have fun.
Yes.
And I think that's the piece for me, because the sort of series of work that I did for a year was everything I did was called Awaken the Creatrix. So it was find her. What does she want? What's the Creatrix plan? And like, I was speaking to a client who came to my July retreat, and she's like, oh, I can just feel this energy in my hands. And I said, oh, you know, have you heard about Reiki? And she's booked herself a Reiki course. So that was her creative plan. You know, so it's just different things. Like, people are waking up to a different way of looking at their creativity and their spirituality. And why not weave it into this? And I think, it's been a really, really rewarding process. But I also realize that I've got other talents that I can share with people, which will be part of the Creatrix journey, which is kind of weaving in some of the old work I did in helping people craft great content and get that out so they can awaken their creativity and then kind of craft great content to put out there, to share their words of wisdom with everyone.
I love that. Yeah, I love how you are combining all of your stuff, your life's work into one, and of course all the other things that you do as well, energy work and all of that, it all comes in together. I was just thinking about journaling, and when you were talking about the writing, because I started journaling myself maybe about 2 years ago, and I found it to be such an amazing practice. I just don't have any plan. I just write it all out, and I have to have it in a nice felt tip pen. I use felt tip pens, and I have a nice notebook. Nice. So I pick a different colour every day, and I find it to be so therapeutic to just dump all of the words out. And you know, none of it makes any sense half the time, but it's just very therapeutic. So there's so many different layers to writing, isn't there? From
and
getting it out your system almost.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people are a massive fan of morning pages, which actually comes from free writing, which is that you just sit. So like, say you have got content to write and inspiration isn't coming, I hop out in the garden, go barefoot, ground yourself, do something different. It doesn't walk around the block, come and free write.
Yeah.
Then think about what you want to, what stories you want to share, what content you want to share. It will make massive difference.
Yeah, completely. So I think putting, you know, we're so bombarded with content all the time. I think that's what put me into a bit of paralysis, because constantly scrolling, constantly, you know, we're taking it all in all the time, and then it comes to writing my own and I was like, oh, I don't know what to write. But I think stepping away, walking around in nature, walking meditation, sitting down in the forest, just can shift that energy so quite fast, really, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you've got to think, we've now faced with artificial intelligence, you know, people are knocking out books in a week and things like that. And, you know, I've had to sit with it, and we do use it for, I also have just launched a podcast production agency with my sister called winteraudio.co.uk.
Oh, yes, I was going to ask you about
that. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this is the multi-hyphenate world of the creative.
Yes, I love that.
And we do use AI to help us with things like transcripts and things like that. So it's either... Yeah. But what I have sat with it a lot, and it's by all means use it to also to help with tasks. But with things like artwork and words, I would really encourage people to use their own words and their own stories. And that's why I'm such a massive fan of video and podcasting, because it's your stories, your words. Like, no one else can.
Yeah.
Regurgitate them. No one else can. Well, they can, but they're not your, they're, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you've got to remember as a spiritual entrepreneur, that your journey, your gifts, your stories all belong to you, and AI cannot replicate them. They can automate them, make them faster, sum them up, transcript them, all that sort of stuff. But and I think when you sit with that, when you're, you know, maybe do your journaling, and then you're like, okay, what about me, what's the change I'm making in the world, what's the change I make for others, you know, and then it's much easier, and tell the stories around that, your own journey and the journey of your clients, and then everything shifts and it's like, oh, this is easy.
No, that's great. I'm glad that you shared that, because I was going to ask you about AI and what you thought about that, because not going to lie, I do dip into it. It does help me massively when it comes to things like sometimes like sales posts and things like that. Just give me like a little bit of
help, but bring your source. Use it for structure.
Yes.
Use it for structure, and then go, okay, how do I make it more Helen?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So the energy and the integrity behind it is Helen and not some algorithm.
Yes.
So you can tell.
Thinking.
You know, if you're in that space, you can tell if you're...
You can tell, because I have noticed that a lot of like similar things are popping up all over the place now, yeah, where people are using them to stop the And I was like, oh, that's
regurgitating what it finds on the internet. It's literally scraping every written word and spoken word.
Yes.
It's not just, you know, people used to say, oh, it's just internet. It's not, it's podcasts, it's books, it's everything.
Yeah.
So we've also got to sit with the integrity of it.
Mm.
We've got to sit with, you know, how much of what I put out in the world do I want it to be generated in that way? I have a shamanic teacher, and she's that you've got to be really wary of it. She sees it as a disconnection from soul, because you're a robot doing your art or your words.
Yeah.
And suddenly those heartfelt downloads from source, you know, because for me, like the work that I do, it literally dropped, you know. Elizabeth Gilbert talks about it as well.
Yes.
There's all these ideas. If you don't pluck it, someone else might pluck it at the same time.
Yeah.
Roll with that great idea, someone else may take it. And I love that idea. You know, I always think of like BFG with his dreams, you know, it's a bit like that. You know, you've got a great idea, you need to take it from the source.
Yeah. Grab it and
use it. So you need time to do that.
Yeah.
So I think by all means, tidy something up. You know, who wants to write a sales page? God, no one. You know, really.
Yeah, nobody.
But again, make sure you weave in testimonials written about your words that you have written within that. And think of it as a tool, but not a replacement. And that way, the energy of it will be aligned, I think.
Yeah, completely agree with you. It's to have that mixture so you can use the benefit, because, you know, technology is always going to be there. It's going to advance. And if it helps in some way, then great. But yeah, always make it your own.
Yeah, and you can, you know, you can also see already lots of content writers and journalists, mid-level writers and things, are losing their jobs. And that, you know, there's always a consequence to every action that we take. Mm. And it's like, you know, do we want to be in a world where everything's an algorithm and, you know, there, you know, it's not real words or real people? Mm. So it's something to always consider, and just like everything, use it with, you know, use it with integrity. And also remember that the best creative ideas are when they come from
100%, when they drop down and you go boom.
Yes, that's it.
Yes,
that's the title of the book. That's what I'm going to write about today. That's who I want to interview.
You'll never replace that real connection to self, higher self, intuition. No, that can never
be exactly it. And I call it like, it's like a spark, and also that flow. This, you know, a beautiful space. And that's also, walking can get you into that, if you think about that rhythm when you're writing, like, and to have clear space, clear energetic space to write in. And, you know, again, morning is a great time, so you could do morning pages or a walk and then write. And I'd be really interested to hear if it makes a difference to the content you're doing.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I think I need to, because we were talking beforehand, because I used to go out running a lot. Running was my thing. I'd go out running 3 or 4 times a week, and I would get some great downloads. I would always get intuitive hits. But now I've switched my running, because my hip and my knees aren't so good anymore. And I go to the gym, as I was telling you before. And I do go with 2 friends, and we spend a lot of time chatting, so I'm not getting quite as many hits, but I do find that my mind is now is more calm and open, so that when I do sit down, I can get into momentum. So whilst it's not happening at that time, it is creating space.
You're bringing it over, you're carrying over. And I, you know, we all need to find routines and rhythms that work for us. But I think it is just definitely, there's a big call back to nature, and to work with the seasons, our own seasons, lunar cycles for women are so important, which is why I included lunar journaling, which was, again, we'd just sit and work through some journaling questions at the new and full moon. And again, that worked brilliantly. There's, you know, a few people that did just those simple exercises, and they're like, oh my God, everything I called in at the new moon, and let go of in 28 days, that happened. And, you know, it's just really, really nice to see people just connect to themselves and what they write. And again, so many people have said it's been so freeing, you know, not to be judged and just to be able to create. And and that, you know, and I think it's important, whatever you do to express yourself creatively, you know, creatively, whether it's crafting, singing, dancing, just to make time for that in your week.
Completely agree with you, because as going back to what we said at the beginning, everybody has got creativity within them, and it's so important, you know, that we find a way to express it. And it's beautiful in whatever way, whether it's art or writing or dancing or however, you know, we are here to play and have fun and express ourselves in the whichever way. So it's all about reconnecting to that. And
absolutely. And it's been a joyful experience. I'm writing a book as well, so yeah, it's definitely been a fabulous journey to be on, you know. And and I like taking people on the creatrix journey with me. And you know, I wasn't even really aware what the word creatrix meant, which is a spiritual—
I love that word. I was just about to say, oh my gosh, creator. I love that. It actually gives me tingles when you said creatrix. That is so like—
yeah, you're like, can you go, I am stepping into my creatrix powers. Yes. You know, people are like, whoa, what's that?
I love that word. What is it? Yeah. How can I weave that into my...
You know, we all are. Yeah, and I want men to step into that power as well. Their definitely power as a creator and creatrix. We have, you know, male and feminine in us, and you know, it's very nice to see. It's been mainly been women that I'm working with at the moment, but I want to bring men into this work as well, and to see them step into their creative powers, because there are so many people that have— I'm not creative. I'm not a writer. I don't write. In fact, I had a lady who came on my as a helper, as my assistant. She said, I'll come, but I'm not going to write. It's a long— I won't bore you with the whole story, but this is the good bit. And she's like, I'll come. No writing is happening. I'm not a writer. And then I'd be like, we'd be sitting in circle. We'd gone on, you know, forest bathing. She'd never experienced forest bathing. A lot of people haven't, which is just mindfully walking in the forest, barefoot, meditating under the trees. Just beautiful. And then I was like, why don't you come and sit with us and write? By the end of the weekend, she's like, oh, I've written this, I've written that. She's like, yeah. And she's gone on to teach people forest bathing. So it just... you know, it's just so lovely to just make people realize they have all this within them. It's accessible to all.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely amazing work, Claire. I'm very excited hearing all about that. It sounds incredible. So would you like to tell us how people can find you, how people can work with you? This is your opportunity to give yourself a good old plug.
I'm happy to do that. The best place to find me is creatrixjourney.com, and you can download my free creative writing guide. If any of this has sparked your interest, then you'll get a weekly love letter from the Creatrix Journey. I also am launching a 6-week course at the end of September. So you can come and join a creatrix circle online. And I have got workshops and retreats planned for next year. They're not live yet, but if you join the newsletter, you can find out when they're live.
Cool. Busy. Loads of exciting stuff coming up, Claire. Fabulous. I will put all of your links in the Facebook group and also in the notes underneath the podcast as well. So I'd like to say thank you so much for being a wonderful guest. I love the word creatrix. That has definitely sparked something in me. So, I'll go and see what I can create. But thank you to everybody who's watched on Facebook and to everyone who's listened on the podcast as well. Thank you, Claire.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much.